Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I got these two great tennis players. All we need is a club. Everything to go from prodigy to pro.
Raise your hand, Serena. Venus Williams.
What you think? Nobody's taking that bet. Tennis takes expert instruction. It takes families with unlimited financial resources. It's like asking somebody to believe that you got the next two Mozarts in your house.
Venus and Serena gonna shake up this world. I gotta be
miles on me. Throw it to the sky. Yeah, that's it. There you go.
They're not going to Wimbledon like this. Not with you and me on those raggedy courts.
We just got to stick to the plan. We got champions in the other room.
You taught them all this?
Richard, I'm impressed. I think you might just have the next Michael Jordan.
Every American player got good following this path.
We're going to do this a different way.
You pulled him out of juniors. Now you pull him out of practice. You do it constantly.
I'm trying to look out for my kids.
You're looking out for yourself.
This is their life. You've got to let them decide.
Venus Williams,
what you want?
Let's show all of those people that I can handle what's coming. It feels so good to be alive. It feels so,
so, so good. Oscar and Emmy-nominated composer Chris Bowers is our guest on today's episode of Behind the Screen. Chris has earned 4 Emmy nominations for his work on Bridgerton, Mrs. America, and When They See Us, as well as an Oscar nomination for the short A Concerto is a Conversation. His film credits include Green Book, Respect, and his latest, King Richard, the story of Richard Williams, father of Venus and Serena Williams, which opens in theaters this weekend. I'm Carolyn Giardina. Welcome to The Hollywood Reporter's Behind the Screen. Chris, welcome back. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too, Carolyn. Thanks for having me.
Let's start at the beginning. How did you come onto the King Richard film?
Really just because of my relationship with the director, Ronaldo Marcus Green. We worked together on Monsters and Men a while ago, and it was his first feature. And we just really connected pretty intimately in terms of our collaboration and finding a sound for that film. And so he was really excited about asking me to be on board with this project pretty early on when he kind of first got the project. And then I didn't really get involved on a creative level until they had a rough cut of the film. And I watched that and kind of started working on themes and things like that.
So this film begins in Compton and then moves into the world of competitive tennis during the 90s. Would you tell us about the inspiration for the score?
Yeah, so I knew that I wanted to limit the instrumentation to instruments that reminded me of the game of tennis, just in terms of the sounds. So it's the instrumentation is really just strings, piano, prepared piano, harp, and percussion. And the percussion also for me was something I knew I would add in there early on, just thinking about Venus and Serena's presence in the sport. And, you know, we talked often about how they changed the way the game felt, and they, you know, even the way that it sounded when they hit the ball when they first came on the scene was just something that hadn't been seen or felt before. And so wanting some sort of element that could come in whenever we see moments of that and see moments of them stepping into their power. And so that was kind of like the early idea with it. But I think the prepared piano is something that becomes a character throughout the whole film, just to be this in between of the percussive and, you know, more emotive and melodic.
So we have some cues. The first one is titled Family Dinner, and this one appears early in the film. Would you describe the setup and this cue?
Yeah. So this happens after we've seen Richard look for coaches. He's had a few conversations and has been turned down a number of times. And, you know, this final moment in this whole sequence is one that's really disappointing. And then it cuts from that to him watching the girls practice and then the family having dinner at a fast food restaurant. And that moment for me was, this is the first cue that I wrote for the film and was something that connected to me emotionally in a visceral way, just seeing that process and watching him go from this disappointment to keeping on this brave and persistent face in front of his children and continuing to show them love and support and continuing to be very present, even as he's dealing with any sort of disappointment and not letting them doubt themselves, even though there might be these signs that are these aspects of the world that are telling them that they should doubt themselves. And he's protecting them from that. And I feel like that reminded me of my own parents, my own father, in a really specific way that I tapped into that emotionally and wrote this theme that has this warmth to it, but also at the same time, because of Richard's persistence and stubbornness at times, a lot of the time, I knew that I wanted some aspect of it to feel like that element of his character. So there's this note that's persistent throughout the entire theme that even in moments where it's not really, it's like rubbing up against the resolution and not really, you know, the quote unquote right note in the chord, essentially, it's still, you know, staying there. And so that to me kind of embodied what he felt like, especially in this moment with the family.
And again, you said you had seen the rough cut, so you already saw Will Smith's performance as Richard Williams and the other cast members?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is after I'd watched the film a few times, just kind of seeing the early cut of it. And then once I found that or connected to that scene in that way, I decided to start there as far as writing goes.
Another cue that you selected, which also appears early in the film, is titled Practice. Would you introduce that one?
So this one, I think, is a really fun cue, just because it's a moment where we see Orsine working with Serena and Richard and the coach working with Venus and kind of going back and forth. And one, it's really exciting to see how Orsine was incredibly present as well in this training and seeing how she worked with Serena in that whole sequence is really fun. But the piece itself, I feel like there was a piece of temp actually from Bridgerton in there that Ray really connected with. And he loved the sound of this more, almost more traditional classical sound against these black girls playing tennis in these different spaces. And we knew we wanted that kind of almost like sprightly feeling to it, but then bringing it more thematically into the themes of our score and as it gets, you know, having the ups and downs of the comedy in there with, you know, Richard and the coach and also Orsine talking to Serena and her kind of getting a bit defeated as she's struggling to work on whatever she's working on. But and then as they really, you see them step into their power and execute these moves, then like the percussion kicks in and it becomes like this bigger bigger sound. It's kind of the beginning of them stepping into that power.
Now, Chris, this was recorded during the pandemic.
Yeah, we recorded here in LA at Warner Brothers, which is really amazing. And, you know, it felt so nice to feel just to be back with people and to also feel really at home in that studio. They just were really welcoming. And we did a string session and for a few days, and then we did a few days of just piano. So it was just me with one regular piano and the one prepared piano piano that I prepared there, and trying to find sounds that I thought would be the right kind of percussive sound. And then just getting to play along to the picture felt like a pretty, it's definitely like if my younger self could see this moment, it would feel pretty blown away by it. So that was pretty exciting. Yeah.
So Chris, you played then?
Yeah. So I play all the solo piano score, solo piano and the prepared piano. There's another pianist that plays some of the more orchestral parts, but everything else is me playing.
The next cue we're going to listen to is titled Both Girls, and this is later in the film when they're preparing for a big match. Would you set this one up and describe the music?
Yeah, so, you know, thematically, going back to that family dinner cue where I discovered Richard's theme, my next thought was trying to find ways to do variations on his theme to become the other themes for some of these other characters, and especially for Venus and the girls together. And so this piece is really like the clearest version of Venus's theme. And it has a moment of hinting at Serena's theme when we see Richard talking to Serena and talking about her trajectory and what he sees for her and his vision for her. But that's all happening melodically. And at the same time, the cue is referencing Richard's theme at the same time. So just a moment of seeing the family come together in this way, and how he's talking about his plan. And we now are seeing that plan actually come to fruition because of the hard work of these two young women. This piece is kind of trying to encompass all of that.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Chris, would you talk about how you worked with Ronaldo during production and key members of your team that you were working with?
Yeah, so Ray, the thing I love about working with Ray is that he is a bit more old school in terms of like wanting to be in the room together and, you know, talking about things on a very emotional level and also getting creative together and having moments of him come to my studio and like work on something or have him actually listen to something as I'm working on it. And so, you know, because we're able to have Warner Brothers help us get tested on a regular basis, we're able to see each other like every week. And so it kind of felt like we were almost back to normal, like me driving to spotting sessions and driving to reviews and sitting with them. And there's just a different level of connection that you're able to get when you're talking about these things in the room together and also being able to try things. And Jason Reuter, the music editor, was also really pivotal in you know, having some of these early themes and suggesting other places where those themes might be able to be relevant, you know. And I feel like we were, between me, Ray, and Jason, and Pam, the editor, we were all very locked in terms of talking about whose perspective are we looking from, like what theme should we be looking at in each moment. And especially with Pam, the games was a huge thing, just because there's so much obviously rhythm that's happening with the gameplay itself, and how does the music accompany that and make sure that it's not stepping on the sounds of the tennis balls hitting, because that's the exciting sound, but wanting to make sure we're carving out space for that and making it feel like it's a part of the music almost. And the amazing thing that Pam did is cutting these sequences of games without any sort of commentator. So you're not really able to tell what's happening in the game in terms of who's winning and losing, other than by looking at how the sequence plays out and how we're seeing these reactions from the family or from the crowd, or how is Venus reacting. And so music becomes also a big part of telling that story of the game itself or of the matches, to make sure that we're in emotionally in the right place at the right time. And I feel like the four of us, Jason, Ray, and Pam, and I definitely were coordinated in trying to do that.
You also brought the cue titled First Set from the match against Arantxa Sánchez Vicario. Would you like to tell us about that one?
So I feel like that one was fun to really dig into the prepared piano sound. Like I think almost every cue has a bit of prepared piano in it. But with this one, I wanted to strip everything away and have it just be prepared piano for a decent amount of it. And it's just all these like undulating rhythms and polyrhythms that are developing and all these different things as we're seeing the match kind of open up, and wanting to feel the just tension and anxiety of the moment, you know. And it felt like that was a fun way to do that and build on that thematic palette element. And then as the match continues and as she starts to, you know, actually starts to win, or if she has a couple of difficult moments, you know, then the strings come in and start to follow that emotionally. And we see Richard in the back, you know, watching this all play out, and the crowd getting more and more into it, and her starting to step into her power, and, you know, her theme coming in once that happens. And so it's this really long build. It's like one of the longest cues in the movie. But it all starts from this like simple or sparse prepared piano, and then just continues to flower and grow into this bigger thing.
So another thing I wanted to ask you about is the Los Angeles Philharmonic is presenting a series of concerts this weekend, curated by film composers, and yours is on November 20th. Would you tell us about the series?
Yeah, so it's a series where they're having a handful of composers. It's myself and Hildur and Nick Bertel, and each of us are curating a night based on music that we're inspired by, pieces of our own. And really the idea is about the changing face of film score today, both in terms of like the people making it, but also the projects that are being scored, and each of us working on projects that are pretty diverse. But for my night, I'm doing a handful of pieces from composers that I'm inspired by that specifically have come from outside of the film scoring space, just looking at people that come more from the indie world or alternative world or jazz or these other spaces that have really changed the way that film scoring sounds. And we're playing a handful of pieces from composers like that.
Who are some of the ones that you selected?
So we're playing Final Speech by Jason Moran from Selma, 107 Steps by Bjork, this arrangement that Vince Mendoza actually did the original arrangement. So we're playing that arrangement, and a couple of pieces from her, Arcade Fire, a couple of Raichu Sakamoto pieces, a couple of John Bryan pieces, and the theme from In the Mood for Love. Yeah. And then we'll be playing a horn concerto that I've written that they commissioned me to write for Andrew Bain, their principal horn player. And then we'll play a handful of suites from a few projects of mine. We'll do something from King Richard. We'll do a few pieces from Bridgerton, Green Book, and When They See Us. And each of those will actually be accompanied by short films that my wife directed that she and I worked on, where I talked to her about how with these pieces, I wanted to highlight the themes that helped emotionally inspire the score for each of them. And, you know, with King Richard, it was obviously looking at Richard Williams and what he did for Venus and Serena. But at the same time, for me to find something emotional to pull from to write, I definitely was thinking about my own family, or just how many Black parents out there are that do that for their kids and sacrifice for their kids, and how many times we see these great people from these diverse backgrounds or underrepresented backgrounds, or whatever you want to call it, and we feel like they're just phenoms and they're just amazing, and when actually there's a family or a village or a parent or a grandparent or somebody that was making sure that they were set up to be able to do that in an environment where maybe that was a bit more difficult. And so for the King Richard medley, for example, in this concert, we'll have this film where we've cast a handful of fathers and their daughters, just friends of ours, essentially, and just filming them interacting in different ways. And each of the films, or each of the projects that we'll play music from, will have a similar kind of short film that just has characters or people that, everyday people that embody the themes and ideas that helped inspire the music. My wife, Brianna Henry, she's an incredible actress. She actually directed all of these short films that will accompany these medleys.
And then the concerto that you mentioned, this is a world premiere, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Really excited about that. And there actually will be visuals for that as well, that are more just landscape imagery that will help contextualize this story that the piece is kind of outlining in my mind. The first thing that was really fascinating to me was just looking at the history of the horn and how it, the origins in the hunt, and looking at hunting calls and how many pieces have been written based on hunting calls or based on the feeling and idea of the hunt. And then thinking about my own relationship with hunting, and I'm practically a vegan. I eat fish every now and then, but I definitely wouldn't be a hunter in the world, but I think that I definitely have especially adopted a certain mentality that I think connects to hunting, or that connects to that idea of power or whatever it is that inspires hunting. And really looking at a character, this hunter that is grappling with that and has this otherworldly experience that causes him to think about his identity in a different way. And so the piece is like loosely telling that story, but musically very inspired by, like, all the themes are from different hunting calls, and musically inspired by a lot of great composers who have composed for horn before. And the visuals will kind of give imagery that ties to the form of the music, but also ties to character. So, you know, you might see fire for the hunter, or see the garden to represent his wife, or different things like that.
Now, you said that the series in some ways was conceived to look at the future of film scores, so to speak. What are your thoughts on that topic?
I think it's exciting, ultimately. I mean, both Nick and Hildur are composers that I'm incredibly inspired by myself, and some of my favorite composers right now are on all of our programs. Thinking about some of the people that I know that Nick and Hildur are featuring, and think about Mika Levy or Johnny Greenwood or anybody else that's really changed the way we think about what film music or film score can be, is really interesting right now. I feel like we're in a very adventurous time to have these huge films that are hiring composers that are going to take a very, very unorthodox approach and try to do something new. And it's exciting to be making music and around in that time, for sure.
Well, King Richard opens on Friday in theaters, and your concert is November 20th at the Walt Disney Concert Hall. Congratulations on both, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Caroline. Really appreciate it.